Fighters, today I am going to share some candid thoughts with you that I have on the importance of gross profit. And the way I'm going to do it today is I'm going to take some questions that we frequently get, and I'm going to answer those questions. And I think this will clear up a lot of the confusion that there is out there in the contracting world about the importance of raising your gross profit on your projects. Now, remember, gross profit, just in case you forgot what I said 12 minutes ago, gross profit's what's left over. You sell a job for 10, you spend 5 to do the job, you got 5 left, that's 50% gross profit. Half of whatever you sold the job for being left over after all the materials and whatever it costs to produce the job is paid for, that is your gross profit, and we want a 50%. So I got 5 reasons here that I want to give you. And I came up with these many years ago, and I've stuck with them. Sometimes as I learn, as I grow, my perspective on certain things change. This has been rock solid with me, and I don't see a change in the near future here. That's for sure. Number one, why we want to shoot for the 50%. It's low hanging fruit. It is the fastest way that you can make more money as a contractor. It is the fastest way that you can be more profitable, all right? It's the fastest way out of the financial gutter or financial stress is to keep more of the money that's already coming into the business. See, and remember, I said earlier, higher gross profit when your overhead remains relatively the same leads to a higher net profit on the back end, as long as, like I said, you carry a light pack with your overhead, meaning, you know, the things that I pay for in overhead are things that are essential to growing a business. They're not wasteful. So this is low hanging fruit. Most contractors are undercharging for the value that they bring, and you raise your gross profit one of two ways. You charge more for what you do, or you get more efficient in the production of it in the field, and the combination of those two things raises your gross profit. Y'all, I have seen people come in to our Battleground program. They start getting a grasp of what the real numbers are. They start learning how to sell. They have confidence in numbers, confidence as a communicator, and selling a project based around what's important to their prospect. And I've seen $10, $20, $30, $50,000 more gross profit within 30 to 40 days like that once they plant their flag on this. That is low-hanging fruit. I guarantee you have at least 10% more money than you're keeping now, waiting for you to go get it if you get serious about this gross profit stuff. Number two, it's right. It's right. It's good. You deserve the money. So much of what we talk about here in the fight is about fighting for the value that you're already bringing, but you're undercharging for. Don't shortchange yourself. You got to be convinced that you're worth it. Look at all the time that you've invested learning your craft. Look at all the sleepless nights. Look at all the money you invest in equipment. Look how you train your employees. You're investing thousands of dollars in all these things every year, and you have all these years of experience of how to truly fix somebody's problem, and you're delivering a great finished product. You're coming through on those promises. You deserve to be well compensated for that, just like any profession would. And it's hard to be well compensated when you're not getting at least a 50% gross profit. Now, some of you watching this, because somebody gave a comment and one of the other things I did was like, well, I have a friend who has a $300 million business and they don't get a 50%. Guys, you're not a $300 million business. This is a starting point for the average small contractor. You might get to a point where you're $8, $10, $20 million in revenue, where a 42% is your sweet spot, but you've also got history behind you and financial knowledge and a CFO and a true bookkeeper and all those things in place that where you really know your numbers and you know what your lead flow is and you know how to forecast your cash and you've been banking money. All right. So don't compare yourself to somebody who's getting a, you know, 15%, 20% gross profit on a $300 million restoration business, because it's not the same type of business. All right, but it is good and it is right for you to be paid for what you do. And I will beat that drum until I'm 6 feet under.
Fighters, you ready to level up? You're going to want to listen closely because the doors to Battleground are about to swing open with an incredible offer for a limited time. I can't share more than that right now. All I have to say is we got some good stuff coming your way real soon. Join the Battleground waitlist today and be the first to seize this opportunity and supercharge your life and your business. Do not let FOMO get the best of you this time. Head to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and get ready to win your greatest battles. I'm out.
Number three, when your gross profit is higher, you need less leads and you need to do less jobs. You don't have to market so much. You don't have to spend so much time and money on lead generation when you have a higher gross profit because, you know, for instance, you might go at your current gross profit, you might need 100 leads a month to sell 40 jobs at the shitty gross profit that you're at right now. You raise your gross profit to a 50 or better. Instead of 100 leads, you might need 80 leads. And you might only need to sell 25 leads based upon your close rate and all those other formulas that we've teach here in the fight over the past several years. So when your gross profit is higher, you're keeping more from the jobs that you're doing, so you have more to pay the overhead and have a net profit. But when your gross profit is lower, you need to bring in tons and tons of money. And this is where I see guys go bankrupt all the time. In fact, there's a guy I know right now, got a multi-million dollar company. And he thought that by scaling and bringing on more clients and GCs and different accounts, that he would scale himself to profitability. We sat on the phone the other day. We went through some things in his business. And I'm like, dude, you could recover your overhead with like a third of the revenue you're bringing in right now if you just sold your projects at a 50% or better. Okay. Not everyone's going to be your customer, and you got to be okay with that. All right. So that's third reason. Fourth reason, you need it for overhead. It is expensive to run a contracting business. All right. There are a lot of things that are happening, a lot of things to pay for. There's insurance and phones and your shops and your office salaries, your office manager, the marketing expenses, work comp, your owner's salary, standing behind warranty work, all these little things that add up over time. And again, the higher your gross profit, the easier it's going to be to recover that overhead. Recovering overhead means I did this much work, I got this much left, and I've recovered my overhead in the month. I've zeroed out. Okay. What's left pays for the overhead. And then if there's anything left from there, that's a net profit. The higher the gross profit, the easier it is to recover overhead and have net profit. So for example, all right, let me pull out my handy dandy calculator because we know you always got to have a calculator around if you're a business owner. If your overhead a month is $25,000 and you're currently getting a 35% gross profit, you got to bring in $71,000, $72,000 a month in order to keep the 35% to pay for the $25,000 in overhead. Okay. Versus $25,000 a month divided by a 50% gross profit, you only need to bring in $50,000 a month to zero out and pay for the same overhead. So imagine if you were doing 70 or 80, if you're doing $80,000 a month at a 50, you're keeping 40, you got 40 to pay 25, which means you got $15,000 of net profit left over. All right. So get it through your thick craniums that you need it. This is not a recommendation. When you have a strong business that has shit tons of money in the bank, and you built your brand and you're a few years into this and you got all your processes and things in place and you want to have a conversation about growing the business and, hey, I think we could grow the business based on our cash position and demand and some of the other factors that go into scaling a business, and you decide, hey, you know, let's go gobble up some market share. We'll sell it at 40 in this new area. You'll have the cash to do that. It won't be like feast or famine where you can't eat. So fifth, when your gross profit is higher, as long as you're not a total schmuck, piece of shit human being, you will provide a better experience for everyone associated with your company. See, when you are not keeping enough money, when you go rob Peter to pay Paul, right? That's why so many contractors are on this job. They go, oh, I got to pull off for a couple of days and go start this job so I can get the deposit. And then now you got seven open jobs and you're stressed out and you're never home for dinner and your wife's pissed off at you because you haven't been on a date in 3 weeks. All right. You spend no time with the kids. We could go on and on. You're fat. You haven't worked out. You don't have time for anything. All right. When your gross profit is higher, you can slow things down. I don't mean in efficiency ways. I just mean make it a better experience for the client. In turn, that client is going to say really nice things about you to all their friends. And we all know that we hang with people that are like us. So somebody that's willing to pay your rates to have better people on site, better experience, they're going to brag about it to people that are like them. And now you have more social proof. This will continue to feed your business year in and year out because you're providing an amazing experience. You also are able to provide an amazing experience for your team. When you're making more money and you have higher gross profit left over, you have money to invest into the team. You want to buy your foreman the new truck that you've been promising for 6 years? Now you can buy it. You want to put in some employee benefits program that they should have? Now you have the money for it, all because you raised your gross profit. So listen, as I get out of here today, you might have heard some dogs barking. We got a new puppy here. I'll introduce you guys to Fighter. That's our new puppy, little Rhodesian Ridgeback. We'll introduce you to him soon. So if you're hearing dogs, that's what's going on. We got four of them now. But listen, if you're sick and tired of working for scraps, stealing from your family, and not getting paid what you're worth, take time right now. Hit the link, thecontractorfight.com/550. We have a free tool there to teach you how to sell your work, how to price your very next project to make at least a 50% gross profit. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.